This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
Company closed me up on one ground.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American? I think you are. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. 24/7, 365 news cycle is here. And you're listening to it. So we will cipher through. We will slog through the weeds of Agenda 21. Oh, you know what? Sustainability. It's all about sustainability, isn't it? How sustainable is your Norteño, your Sareño, your blood, your crypt, your MS-13? Well, if you ask the cartels, they're very sustainable. All we need to do is break up families, steal your children, and turn them into murderers. And guess what? Shazam! We've got sustainable little crittens. MS-13, designed to be monsters of the street and be soldiers of the new world order. Welcome to the show. On that cheery note, I just thought I'd cheer you up because, well, the Trump offensive continues. I mean, it's all about the Trump offensive today. What's up with that? Oh, we're going to talk about the other offensives going on. There are other offensives. But first, We're managing to get through the whole Trump thing. I mean, it's exploding. It's just, oh, can I use that word? Listen, I don't want to send you to sensitivity classes. I don't want to put you in your own free speech zone. What kind of crap is that? I'll never forget when the Cliven Bundy thing was going on and the Bureau of Land Management came out and they knew that there would be protesters. So what they did is they cordoned off an acre or so of land out in the middle of the Mojave Desert in Clark County, South Nevada, with this, orange storm fencing. You see it all the time when you go skiing and stuff like that. And you look at the storm fencing and you go, wow, there it is. And then they had a sign that said, free speech zone. Well, free speech zone. How nice. How nice that the government is giving us that little place to exercise our rights. Forget about God. There's no God anyway, so why should we have God-given rights? Well, just the government will give you that right to do that in that free speech zone. Well, of course, the Bundys and everybody else around there said, we're not going to take to that. We're not going to take that. Boy, and that saga is just continuing. Recently, one of the Bundy supporters was sentenced to 68 years in jail by a federal judge. Her name is Navarro. Remember that name, Navarro. Yeah, what a cretin she is. You know, and the thing is, Obama appointee, of course. The Obama legacies continue. The murder of Lavoie Finicum. Oh, yeah. What about that? Will there be justice there for Lavoie? I think so. I think eventually there will. And there will be justice for the Bundys. And not federal government justice. I think everything's going to work out in the end, but it's going to be a long haul. And we're going to, we'll see how it ends. But the Trump offensive, it's well underway now. To take back the American government, to take back America, to take back America in the world, and to become another beacon on the earth that has been dimmed over the last 8 years. Anyway, in the last segment, we're outing the FBI counsel, James A. Baker, for being a leaker, a major leaker, major problem for him. This is treason zone. And the question is this. Think about this. This guy Baker, he's the legal counsel. He's the attorney for the FBI. He's been leaking all along. Now, this is what I love. Good cop, bad cop, so to speak. Do you think he's lawyered up? I think he's lawyered up. I absolutely think he's lawyered up. Now, this is the deal. Is that the lawyer in him says, probably better get the best of the best. So, how much do you think it's going to cost me an hour for these guys? For the good ones, $2,000 to $3,000 an hour. So that starts to mount up after a while, doesn't it? Just think of being billed for 40 hours during the work week for a month. Oh, man, that's a pretty big number, Paul. Well, you see, if this guy has to do that, he's going to start scratching his head going, I'm no millionaire. I'm no Donald Trump. Okay, can you help a brother out, Bill and Hill? Come on, can I apply for a grant from the Clinton Foundation to help a brother out? I mean, I gave you good cover. And my good bro, James Comey, who I'd never throw under the bus. Well, I helped him too. And the Clintons are going to come back. Well, they're really watching us now. And if we were to give you a grant, I mean, of course, they can't do that. And this is all hypothetical, of course. They wouldn't give you a grant. So all of a sudden, you're just bone broke. Probably you're probably bone broke with just the first week of services. So then you start thinking, excuse me. I have to have a sip of the Agenda 21 brew. Got to do it. It's a fresh pot. Fresh pot. And the odor of coffee in Studio 21 is just amazing. It's thick. Well, the coffee's thick, too. So here he is. He's sitting here thinking, what am I going to do? I have no money. I'm broke. And these guys are coming for me, and I need legal defense. And this is well beyond my capability. I'm a good attorney. I mean, I lied my way all the way up to the top of the FBI to get here. And all of a sudden, now I need help. And guess what? People are moving away from me. It's like I have the plague. Oh, my God. I've got a ring of repugnance all around me. What am I going to do? Well, probably this. Jeff Sessions, he's a nice, honorable guy. He's a really nice guy. I think he's a wonderful man. I love Jeff Sessions. He's, in fact, Chris Street loves him so much that he consults with Jeff Sessions. So this is what I think. I think Jeff Sessions, being a good old boy, is going to say, you know, I can help a brother out. I think I'm going to help Mr. Baker. He's so desperate. And, you know, the reality check Mr. Baker is... Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't use first person. The reality check is Mr. Sessions is probably thinking, Mr. Baker, Esquire, probably is thinking, how much time do you think I could get in jail for this? And Sessions is going to say, well, it's not in jail so much as it is perhaps death, Mr. Baker. Mr. Baker, you could face a death sentence. So the reality check sets in with Baker going, how can I save my life? And of course, Jeff Sessions, being an honorable man, said, I'll help you out, brother. All you need to do is tell me just a little bit of information about Jim Comey and his relationship to the Clintons. That's called helping a brother out. I love Jeff Sessions. And I really think Donald Trump does, too. Donald's just got a few issues. Just a few issues, and he was kind of pulling the panic button, but, you know, I love Jeff Sessions, don't you? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We are back. We are back on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so this whole thing with Sessions, we're going to be connecting the dot here with Chris Street in a little bit about Sessions. We'll ask him some pointed questions. We'll put him on the air and say, Jay, tell us about this Sessions guy. Anyway, so more Hannity. And this is, again, I'm trying to connect some dots here for you. The unmasking efforts by so many people, including, well, our Sean Hannity.
And welcome back to Hannity, Fox News Alert. According to an explosive new report by The Hill's John Solomon, newly declassified memos detail how the National Security Agency and FBI violated your civil liberties during the Obama years. Here on this explosive report from The Hill, John Solomon, CircaNews.com, Sarah Carter. It starts out, I don't think TV's ever seen me with glasses before. The National Security Agency, FBI, violated specific civil liberties protections and during the Obama years, improperly searching, disseminating raw intelligence on Americans, failing to promptly delete unauthorized intercepts. This is exactly where we all started together in many ways. Tell us what you got.
Yeah, that's right. I think in March we talked, well, we find out that some of the unmaskings were improper, illegal. And these documents for the first time show that there were instances where the FBI, the NSA, unmasked American names, sent them across the intelligence community, and then had to call them back because it was illegal to have had those names. There's other things, too. They searched Americans' names illegally. They shared illegal information with people who weren't entitled to get Americans' names. So all the abuses that we were worried about at the beginning when we started talking about the story.
Is this Brennan and Clapper? Because I suspect Brennan and Clapper and Rhodes and Rice and others still have their hands in the deep state.
Well, there's no doubt that this occurred on Barack Obama's watch. These are violations from 2009 to 2016. And I think their greatest impact, and I think Sarah could talk about this, is this may affect whether this law, this Section 702 law that allows spying on Americans, whether it gets renewed in December.
This is important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now what we know in talking to people on the Hill in Congress is that there are not enough votes to renew Section 702. And I can tell you that the intelligence community really relies on Section 702 to track terrorists, to search emails and financing, to prevent possible attacks, but the violation of these of this law is has become such a threat right now that neither the House or the House right now does not have enough votes to pass it. They want one accountability. They want an investigation. I know people want to know who the leakers are, and they want accountability before they're able to move forward with any kind of law. And that's what the stories like John just broke, the stories that John and I have been working on. I mean, my gosh. It seems like forever.
Yeah,
we've been reporting on these issues.
Bill Binney, former NSA whistleblower, once told me that every email of every American, every text message, every phone call is metadata stored, recorded. That true?
Certainly for a period of time that was true. Now, it's unclear today whether there's a database or not. This is a question of whether Clapper gave accurate testimony.
The way,
is there a database or not?
Sarah, the first question.
I should have done it. I should have done it.
Should that be a father? All right.
Yeah.
His dad just loves me.
Yeah. I don't blame him. All right, go ahead. You guys are a team.
Yeah. There's a question about whether everything's in a database now or not. It's certainly accessible. We know that. And then these abuses are instances where people tapped that data, looked at Americans' data they shouldn't have been looking at.
And, Sarah, I've been told by people that I would say no, that in fact everything that that comes out against Trump, they have already stored on a cloud, and it's all out there. And if Trump gains momentum, boom, they leak something else.
Okay, those are
conspiracy theory.
Those are allegations that I've also been aware of, and that's something that still needs to be investigated. We haven't been able to prove either way if that is true. What we do know is that talking to sources, people within the intelligence community, that they believe that it was set up for these leaks to come out one after the other to go after the Trump administration.
There was something that happened on Friday. A lot of people miss this. Senator Richard Burr, chairman of that Senate Intelligence Committee, said, in this unmasking probe, we now have evidence that some of the people whose names were unmasked were later leaked in the media. That's the first time someone in first time that someone said it publicly.
All right, when we come back.
Okay, so this is what we have here. We have a situation that has developed as of today from Sarah Carter. It says, guess who the person is who's been leaking all this? James A. Baker. God, I hate it when a plan comes together. That's why we're talking about Trump rope. No, I said Trump rope, not jump rope. So those of you that have been fairly long time, well, let's say a month to 2 months, have heard me talking about 3 months. Actually, it's been since he was elected. We're going to give him rope. We don't know what's got out there. We'll just rope all these people in and bring those doggies. Bring those doggies. Get along, little doggy. You know what I mean? Just rope them in now. And that's what he's doing. Baker. We can check that one off the list. Doink. And we've got, who else? Comey. Who's involved with this. So I would say that clearly what we have going on here is a not a failure to communicate any longer. And like I said, World War III has begun. The offensive is here by Donald Trump. And, you know, it's about time we get there, isn't it? It's about time we get to where we're at right now on this offensive. Where is it going to go? It's going to go right to the Clintons. It's going to go right to Obama. See, this is my theory on how the fact pattern for all this is going to go. It's going to go right to the top of the globalists. And the ideologies all behind it. The unraveling of the onion of the globalist has begun. If you ever cut onions, you know, if you ever worked in a restaurant and had to prepare stuff, you know, I did that as a kid. And one thing I learned, I used to work at a restaurant in Southern California called the Five Crowns. Corona Del Mar. I met John Wayne there, actually. And Art Linkletter, the Nelson family, Ricky, David, Harriet, and the kids. Ozzy was passed away by then. They would always come in. It's just one of those kind of happening places in Newport Beach. Nixon. It's where he would have dinner because when he'd come to the Western White House. Really kind of interesting. You're being a busboy. Boy. Art Linkletter used to call me boy. Now, you know what, Art? Here I am in the media. I can kind of sit and say, look, I think you are a racist, quite frankly. That's my opinion. I should never say that. He was a customer, right? He never tipped. He'd come in and very rudely be rude to us workers. And I'll never forget that, him calling me boy. And a certain disrespect and disdain he had for me as boy. Just because I was a busboy, I was a teenager working, but he called me boy. That's always stuck in my head, by the way. That demeaning boy from Art Linkletter. Now, all of you Art Linkletter aficionados, he was not that way in person when I met him. Several times I served him. I just had to do that after all these years. It's cathartic. It's cathartic to be able to do that. But if you're cutting an onion, there's a certain way to cut an onion so you can dice it and not make it burn your eyes. And I learned that as a skill. Eddie Shin was the head chef. Andrew Ketley was the other one. They were all trained in these European culinary schools. It was kind of amazing. But I learned how to slice an onion and to dice the onion. And we're seeing the slicing and dicing of the New World Order begin. That's why I say it's a big war. It's a long war. It's a protracted war ahead of us. Anyway, stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah! Hell of a cold war.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And with us right now is Chris Street. And Chris, welcome aboard the mothership. Okay, so what is really going on with the Jeff Sessions? And I call it the Trump offensive. Seems like Sessions is on a rampage, and the investigation, this blow up of this James Baker as the key person to be leaking from the FBI. He's the counsel to the FBI. Hello, an Obama appointee. It looks like Sessions has been doing a little bit of work.
Well, that's right, Paul. You know, I this back and forth between Donald Trump and Jeff Sessions, I took as Trump giving Sessions, you know, some independence and making it look like, you know, that he was, you know, a distant person. Now, I personally know that Jeff Sessions, you know, learned about Trans-Pacific Partnership from me about 2 years before the election, when I sat down with him in Costa Mesa and said, this is going to be the most important issue in the next election. He goes, Chris, no one's even told me about this. I don't know anything about it. And I said, globalism has hit its, you know, has gone past its usefulness and now is creating tremendous damage to the American people. And Trans-Pacific Partnership is not a treaty. It is a locking in of extremely unfavorable treatment for American workers by multinational corporations. And Sessions, I got to say, interestingly, He said, you know, I haven't heard anything from this from my colleagues. He spent the next 2 weeks and he came back to me and said, this is an important issue. Thank you. And then, of course, he became the leader in the Senate in battling that. And, you know, Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump, you know, became fellow travelers really against the entire establishment, against most of the, you know, Senate and the Congress at the time. And, you know, the American people were with them. You know, now that you're actually trying to govern, don't forget that the people who wanted Trans-Pacific Partnership and would have had Trans-Pacific Partnership, except for probably Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump, are going to do everything to create hell. You know, and that includes if it's leaking, anything else. So, you know, it's not so much that they're Obama holdovers; they're establishment people. Paul, mm-hmm. Remember that. You know, Barack Obama, you know, the African, you know, here's a guy who, you know, was a poor kid in Hawaii who lived, you know, in a penthouse on Waikiki, who went to the most expensive private school in the country. It's called Punahou. It's in Honolulu. Then he went to Occidental. Nobody's ever seen his transcripts, grade transcripts, on a scholarship, on to Columbia on a scholarship, and on to Harvard on a full scholarship. No one's seen any of his grades or whatever. But while he was living with his grandparents in Waikiki on that penthouse, his grandmother worked for the Agency for International Development, better known as the CIA. So Barack Obama may have talked like he was a leftist or whatever, but he was really the ultimate establishment character. And don't think that the establishment is going to believe that some idiot like Trump or some idiot like Sessions is going to ruin what we've been working on for 50 years.
Yeah, it's amazing what we're seeing, isn't it? I mean, in our lifetime, we thought we'd never see something like this, but it's all starting to unravel, I think, for these people. And I think that as we get into this, the blow up of the globalist in what's been so well planned out. They're not going to like it. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think that, you know, McCain's, you know, what do you call this? You know, it is an incredible switch in the ninth inning on the last pitch when you're winning the game. You know, John McCain rolls over to the other side. I mean, you understand that things like Obamacare are entrenching the establishment. It's giving greater control, greater regional control away from elected officials and into these, you know, regional bodies where multinationalists can have great fun with. You know, we're actually in a full-on thermonuclear war with the establishment. And, you know, last night they got it. They won one.
Well, good for them.
Yeah, winning a battle is not winning a war.
No, exactly. And of course, I was telling everybody that this is really World War III, and we're at the beginning of it. And I was making the comparison about how the United States acted at the beginning of the Pacific War after, you know, January, December 7th, and then going into May and June, that we were just void of any kind of activity, any kind of offenses or anything like that. And all of a sudden, boom, shazam, we show up and we start defending ourselves. The Navy shows up, we bomb Japan and so on. Now, I that parallel, I think, is very, very apt for what's happened here with Donald Trump. He comes in at the end of January. And the end of January, he's doing nothing, basically. He's not on the attack. And boy, I've been fielding questions all over the place about where is Trump, where is Sessions, what's going on? Well, you know, I think it was a week ago when you were on talking about, you know, what is going on, the canard with Trump and Sessions. And clearly that's exactly what it has been, a canard. Sessions is going to turn out to be on a rampage, it looks like.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the battle lines are drawn. You know, it's obvious that, you know, this is tyranny And, you know, there's been all this talk about how the establishment is going to rig the game. They'll impeach Trump or something like that. If America ever wanted a second civil war, that would be the perfect way to do it. The establishment really doesn't have any power other than they get you, they give you your own money, you know, half of it back in government so that they can, you know, somehow, you know, drug you or whatever they're going to do to make sure that you don't actually look at what they're doing with the money, because that's what this is all about. There's a $4 trillion tax collection going on this year, all-time record tax collection. The economy is moving forward for the first time, you know, really since the late 80s. And you know, just because it's good for the people doesn't mean it's good for the power. The power likes the system the way it is now. It's never been better.
Yeah, well, it looks like the power is it's going to be dismantled for them.
Well, we'll see, Paul. Well, yeah. I mean, this is not a, you know, this is not a, you know, I punch you, you punch me. This is a, you know, somebody's going to get up off the ground and, you know, clock the other guy. And that's what it's really all about. There's it's unclear who the winner will be, but for the first time, there's actually a battle. Up until now, it's just been all silly, phony stuff. Now it's real.
Yeah, now it's real. I mean, real people. I was bringing up the analogy that you brought up about attorneys and so on back in the Lois Lerner day. Obviously, Baker has lawyered up. In fact, we're coming up to break here for a second. No, we got a couple minutes. Obviously, Baker has loyaled up or lawyered up. What do you think the cost of that attorney is per hour?
Oh, well, a good attorney who handles this kind of stuff in D.C. runs between $1,200 and $2,000 an hour.
Oh, God.
Good work if you can get it.
And Baker will soon run out of cash for that.
I don't know where he gets his money from, but my experience is that once they start, you know, once you start being under the thumb of investigations, you'll be out of money soon.
Yep. Well, hang on. We got the music coming up in a little bit. We're going to come back to Chris Street. And we're going to be talking more about the offensive. It's on. We're actually, World War III has now taken a completely different dimension with the offensive by Sessions and Trump. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, "Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio."
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
concerned to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We are with Chris Street. Chris, of course, is co-host here on Agenda 21 Radio, also writes for Breitbart. And Chris, I guess this, we can really kind of call it a war at this point. It's not a shooting war, but I'll tell you what, there's a lot of bang, bang going on. And
let's track down James Baker and see who he was. You know, James Baker is this, top general counsel to the FBI. And guess what? He's a former member of the Intelligence Committee. Why would an Intelligence Committee operative, join the Justice Department? And why would it, why would he over time become, in 2014, be appointed as the FBI's general counsel by Comey? I mean, the nexus between the intelligence agencies, the United States, which it's clear play for their own team, not the Americans' team.
It's unbelievable, And again, I brought up the point about the infiltration, and it was first brought out on Agenda 21 Radio back in 2005-2006 time frame about the memorial at Flight 93 and how the Park Service and how the Department of the Interior had brought in all these Muslim people to help propose and actually get, across through the Delphi technique the plans for the largest mosque in the world to be built at the crash site, which they've built, and how deep that went. And people were telling me at the time it's the infiltration of the Muslim Brotherhood within the Park Services that was helping to put that plan together. Now, here it is. So when you talk about time frame for Comey and Baker, I mean, that's understandable. I mean, how it takes years to get these things set up in this plan, and then, boom, they spring it on you. And this is a classic example of that, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Baker and, let's just say who he is. In 2006, Baker received the George H.W. Remember H.W.?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, H.W. You know that guy. Yeah. He was a guy who ran the CIA and was president for 4 years. And he said, read my lips, no new taxes.
Right.
And after he was elected, he, of course, raised taxes and got bounced by the American people. Thoroughly shocked that the American people would actually do that kind of thing. But he, Baker won the 2006 H.W. Bush Award for, it's the NSA's Director's Distinguished Service Medal, the DOJ's highest medal, the Edmund J. Randolph Award, and it's as a CIA operative and counterterrorism expert award. So he's just exactly what you don't need. These New World Order people who will do anything for the New World Order. And actually, they don't resent you, American people, they loathe you.
Yeah.
They think you need to be in your place and your betters need to run you.
That's exactly right. That's sort of it in a nutshell, so to speak, about how they feel about you and I and the rest of our fellow Americans. So where do we go from here with this whole thing? Where do you see this happen? What do you think? Look in your crystal ball there, Chris.
Well, my crystal ball, no matter who would have won the election, this is America's century because of fracking. You know, people are so confused as to what fracking's all about. Fracking is a technique that's been around for about 65 years, hydraulic fracturing of rock to release the oil. The sophistication of modern computers and the sophistication of, you know, measuring sound waves and being able to actually use these sensing devices, which used to be on top of the, you know, were done from the top of the ground, and now they send down the hole, they miniaturized them, and now they can send them down 10, 12, 18,000 feet down a drill hole, allows you to go horizontal drilling. And in 2008, when the revolution started, you could go down a mile and you could go sideways 1.1 mile. It's actually down a mile today, sideways 49 miles. And they believe by 2020, it'll be over 100 miles. So you need a fraction of the number of oil wells drilled, and your productivity from those oil wells drilled is going to go up exponentially. One of the issues that people haven't looked at lately is Venezuela is about to start importing American oil.
Oh, man, I can't believe that.
Brazil is currently importing American oil. You know, the first LNG shipment to Asia from America went through the Panama Canal. The Panama Canal was widened by the New World Order people so that they could get access to cheap Chinese labor and bring those products into the U.S. and avoid paying American wages. What a turnaround. It has turned out that American competitiveness on cheap energy is killing Chinese exports to the United States, and that Panama Canal is now going to be the world's largest energy door to Asia as America starts shipping not only LNG but also oil shipments to Asia on a regular basis. We're probably up to the equivalent of 2.6 million barrels of oil a day. That's about a million barrels of oil plus LNG plus what is called condensate. You know, these are products made from natural gas into liquids. So no matter what happens, the New World Order is over because of American capitalism. Yeah. These damn wildcatters that just go out and make it happen.
Americans, real strong Americans. We're coming up to a break right now, and we come back in about another 60 seconds at Chris on the other side, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Also, you can email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. Stay tuned for more Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. We're here with Chris Street in our final segment. And Chris, I got to ask you a real quick question because we're limited on time here. What about all those people living down there on the Santa Ana River by the Big A? What's going on with those guys?
Oh, that's just the big joke, Paul. You know, this is the, you know, this is the liberals' idea of the, you know, the future is that we will take care of everybody, and maybe you'll find a place to live down there by the Santa Ana River. Great, great housing opportunity in a tent. But Paul, remember we were talking about how you, sometimes you lose a battle and it doesn't mean you've lost the war.
That's correct.
This morning, it's the smell of napalm in the morning. The House Judiciary Committee, 20 members of the House Republican representatives, have sent a letter to Attorney General Sessions and Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein demanding the appointment of a second special counsel to look into a laundry list of issues associated with Hillary Clinton, James Comey, Loretta Lynch, and many others from the Obama administration. So the gloves are off. I don't see how Rosenstein, who obviously is a, you know, is a guy from the establishment, he actually has a pretty good reputation, but you never know, right?
You never know.
I think you're going to find that he's sort of in that trash compactor and somebody just pushed the button.
Yeah. Well, listen, Chris, thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Always great to be here, Paul.
Awesome. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap it up this hour of Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And even you can smell the napalm this morning. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you